guys factor at all the looming bye week and how that factors in?
Yeah, I mean, what we're trying to do is focus on how we're winning this football game. And so, yeah, I mean, you look forward to the bye week because it's, you know, we're late in the season now. So you look forward in the bye week for not just Jalen, but for all the guys that are have some bumps and bruises, which I think pretty much everybody's going to have some bumps and bruises at this point of the season with this many games in a row. And so you think about that with everybody. Again, what are we doing to help Jalen get ready to play this week? That's what we're focused on.
All right, Nick Sirianni speaking to the media today as Jalen Hurts was a limited participant in practice as he's banged up. Marks and Reese, we are back. So there's that. Just, I mean, are we talking about 70% Jalen Hurts? You want him out there where he's not able to? That's the problem is what has been shown in the last 5 weeks and the success the Eagles have had has been more Jalen Hurts' legs and the Eagles running the football than Jalen Hurts throwing the ball.
Right,
especially with these wide receivers. I mean, this isn't all about Jalen Hurts. The Eagles' wide receivers aren't great as well. It's not helping the passing game. But you want to hobble Jalen Hurts out there? We know that he's going to gut through and he's going to want to play. But is it wise to put him out there where he could be a sitting duck and he's not able to run around and make plays with his legs and be used in the running game as a part of the running game? Forget about scrambling and running for yards that way.
Right.
Being used in the running game on design plays, which Nick Sirianni's done a really good job of doing here recently. So that's one of the reasons why I would strongly consider playing Gardner Minshew this week. So we'll see.
I don't want any of Minshew.
Yeah, but see, you don't want any Minshew because you know what happens if he does play.
Magic! Yeah. Yeah. You know, that's all a possibility.
It is.
Let's say he does play.
Yeah.
What are the odds? Like, the odds, if you're on FanDuel or whatever sports book, right, like he goes out and dominates and people are all excited. Is that going off at the minus or is it still plus?
For me, it's a minus.
It's still going off at minus?
Yeah.
Minus 150?
Yeah, but see, he doesn't need to dominate to cause a problem, right? Like, if he's a more accurate passer, and in 1 week, right? Like, I think everybody recognizes by the second or third game that Gardner Minshew had to start, he's going to look a lot different the more he plays than he does that first time coming in. But he could easily come in. He could easily come in on Sunday and throw the ball around and short passes and everything and look really good.
Yeah. So what does that do for you, though?
Well, what it does is it gives you an opportunity to see what this offense looks like, what these wide receivers look like, what the head coach looks like, with a quarterback that offers a different skill set than Jalen Hurts. I mean, like,
he may not look as good.
He may not. Or he may look better as a passer, right? Like, I want to see.
He may look better as a passer. It doesn't. I mean, you can check down Charlie all game, all you want to. And still end up with 7 points at the end of the game, right? So Jalen brings a dynamic to the offense that makes it more difficult for a defense to defend. Gardner Minshew as a passer, there's nothing elite about his arm or anything else that he does that would make the offense any more dynamic. He's not going to make Jalen Reagor a better wide receiver.
No.
He's not. Not going to make Quez Watkins. Can he get the ball to Quez Watkins? His arm's not as strong as Jalen Hurts. So can he throw a deep ball to Quez Watkins? I don't know. You know, I don't like looking at Gardner Minshew's sleeves.
That's a good point.
Yeah, I don't want to see that as my quarterback out there. I see that and I see preseason game.
Mm-hmm.
I see Gardner Minshew with those sleeves against the Jets says to me, I'm looking at the fourth preseason game.
Right. Well, I mean, I heard Angelo say this morning. He does have a higher quarterback rating than Tom Brady, Ike. So I think you're – I don't know if you're giving him enough credit as what he's done in the league.
You're right. I didn't
– He's a pretty good quarterback.
I didn't realize he was in the same stratosphere with Tom Brady.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying. I mean, numbers sometimes don't tell an entire story of the picture, Ike. But I'm just saying, I want to see what Nick Sirianni looks like calling plays with a different quarterback. You know what? Yes, I do. Because you're going to beat the Jets with Gardner Minshew in there. And yes, I am curious to see what Minshew looks like in this offense. I'm not afraid to admit it. Right. Yes, I know what Jalen Hurts looks like in this offense. running the ball, throwing it 35% of the time. I want to see somebody else in there, even if it's just for 1 week. And you get Jalen Hurts healthy, because I am concerned about his health too, Ike.
Yeah, I don't buy that.
You need to get him healthy for the stretch run. You have the bye week afterwards. This is serious. I don't want him out there if his mobility is, hey, he's going to have to really throw the ball more than he's going to be able to run around. I don't want him to be a sitting duck back there, especially if they know it's coming.
No, you already said what you want. You just want to see Minshew play.
I do.
It has nothing to do with your concern for Jalen Hurts.
I am concerned, though.
No, stop it.
All right, so quickly, Sports Radio KJR in Seattle put out a Twitter poll, because guess what they're talking about in Seattle regarding the Seahawks? Trading Russell Wilson. The question is, would you trade Russell Wilson to the Giants? Why the Giants? For two top 10 picks, because they have the top 10 picks.
And they also have Daniel Jones, and they need a quarterback.
And he stinks, yeah. Yes, do it, or no way in Russ I trust. 55% say do it.
Ooh, boy.
55-45. So more people than not say yes, do it. They're ready to start over and move on. So
good. Now we just need Russ to want to come here.
Yes, exactly.
In Russ, we trust.
Yeah. Yep. Let Russ cook. Hashtag. Black Gritty, check it in. Black Gritty.
Guys, first of all, you don't like magic? You party pooper. You get on my nerves. You don't like magic. Everybody loves magic.
I love magic.
Never been to, okay, well, then calm down and enjoy the show, brother. Just calm down and enjoy the show. Secondly, speaking to everybody who is listening, man alive, do any of you people watch the league, okay? First of all, anybody can get paid anything. It doesn't matter. The Rams just flipped their $100 million quarterback, got back a quarterback, got Aaron Donald, got Ramsey, got a Miller, I think they got Moses over there playing for that whole defense right now, and they still are doing it. How can they afford it? Are you listening, guys? When you call up with the $40 million for – shut up, okay? It's the NFL. We flip money like it's nobody's business, okay? The money doesn't matter. Secondly, yes, I would love some Minshew magic, because I'll tell you what, another thing you listen to. Everybody keeps calling, telling me about Jalen Hurts development. I'm sorry to tell you, you do not watch Burrow play, and you do not watch that dude up in New England play. You want to talk about, he's only played 12 games? Look at them two young dudes out there
right.
Throwing bombs over Baghdad, okay? If you want to tell me about development, they're 2 years ahead of him already. So you know Jeffrey Lurie sitting up there grumping in the booth, watching this kid run around. He is not waiting for that, and he is not having it. Lastly but not least, he's already injured with an ankle, and he keeps running, and that's all we can do to win his run. You think he's safe? He is not. He is going to get decimated and hurt, and then that's how you get this Minshew match. Let Uncle Rico cook. How about that? Yes, I want to see the chaos. I want to see it. Because guess what? Either way, if it's Minshew or Hurts for the next 2 years, unless we get Russ somebody, it doesn't matter. Because that's the situation we're in. But stop complaining about money. We got it. Stop complaining about development, because we can already see. If you look outside of this league, I'm just saying, Joe Burrow, he's had the same
amount
right,
of games. You're right, man. You're right.
He's had the same amount of games. So every time you keep saying about these other quarterbacks, that's why they're thinking that. And then you got to think about Jeffrey Jones. He wants to throw balls. He does not want to run.
Balls.
I love you guys so much.
All right, BJ.
Hey,
yes, yes.
The magic is gonna happen, brother. Let the magic
gobble those balls up.
Let the magic happen.
Yep, and I received some information from Pudge on direct message that Minshew does not wear the sleeves anymore.
No, but he cuts his sleeves.
I don't know.
Yeah, I've seen him. I mean, just saw him in Detroit, and I couldn't stand looking.
Yeah, but
at
maybe
him.
The bullying. Or
now
I'm
bullying.
Yeah,
I did kind of bully Devontae out of his sleeves. He hasn't worn them since.
That's what you guys at WIP do.
Well, I'm only trying to help out. I mean, seriously, Devontae didn't look like a damn wide receiver, and he's played much better since he's gotten rid of
those damn sleeves.
Well, he
hasn't had the case of the drops since
those sleeves.
Exactly,
that's what I'm saying. He got rid of those damn sleeves, and he looks much better as a wideout.
You really are a leader.
He does. He looks much more natural as a wideout with those sleeves. He does.
You got any advice for Rager? Glasses?
LASIK.
Get something, yes. How about Baldy bringing up the same thing I did about jumping to catch the ball?
Said the same thing yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, no, I used to be a wideout, too.
Well, not the way you're walking around here today, pal.
Did you jump for balls when you were a wideout?
Pause. No, I didn't, man. I'm 6'3".
Didn't lost anyone?
So you're a better wideout than Jalen Reagor is right now.
Yeah, but see, you know what? I didn't get to play the X or the Z. I didn't get to play on the outside. I had to play, you know, in the inside.
You're a possession guy.
Yeah. That, you're trying to say I was slow or something?
Yeah, well, no. Yeah, well, you're like Alsh.
I was kind of like Alsh.
How good was your high school quarterback?
Not very good, but yeah.
Should we call him up?
Not very good, but we ran for the older folks out there. John, you'll remember this. We ran the run and shoot.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Did Mouse Davis, was Mouse Davis your coach?
Yep. So this was – now, Jack, you got to think about this. This is early 90s, late 80s, early 90s now. Having four wide receivers on the field were unheard of.
Oh, my God.
It was
God.
Just unheard
and
of.
And one back?
Yeah, and one running back, that was unheard of.
So, no fullback in the offense?
So when they came with the run and shoot, it was like, oh, this little gimmicky offense, it's you know, but – we picked it up in high school. That's what we ran.
Wow, you guys did the run and shoot. Yeah,
no, you guys were innovative.
Well, the quarterback was terrible, so it didn't really matter that we ran the run and shoot.
My high school's still running the wing tee, I think.
Yeah, really. Well, I mean, that's when Nick Sirianni's brother ran that one year.
Yeah, man. So I caught three touchdowns.
Did you?
That's a big year.
All right.
Yeah.
There you go.
But just to be clear, Michigan State was not interested in you as a receiver.
At all. They weren't interested at all in me as a wide receiver.
Detroit, Atlanta, Houston ran the run and shoot.
Yeah, yep.
Anybody else? They were the three.
No, those were the three. Yep.
I always hated that.
The run, everybody
hated that offense. Hated it. And because
looked good when Warren Moon was running it.
Oh yeah, it
down
did.
There in Houston.
Oh man.
Only problem was they couldn't run out the clock.
Right.
In Buffalo, when they had the 32-8 lead or whatever it was, and they had to keep throwing because that was the offense.
So no tight end and no fullback, right?
No tight end, no fullback.
It's crazy. Especially during those times where it's like, the Giants use three tight ends all the time and a fullback and a running back.
Yeah. Well, and used to get the quarterback teed off on.
Yes.
Yeah, because you didn't have the extra protector in there.
Yes.
Yeah, it was a little ahead of his time.
Yeah, I'd say.
A little bit.
June Jones was a run and shoot guy.
Yeah.
He's an innovator. Took it to college and had a lot of, you know, Timmy Chang put up big numbers.
Timmy Chang.
What are they running?
He's got to work Hawaii into it.
Well, June Jones was a run and shoot.
He was, and it was in Hawaii. Yeah,
yeah, and he brought it to Hawaii. Yeah. There you go. Let's go to Amir.
Hawaii.
You can't even say it correctly.
Hawaii.
No, Hawaii. Hawaii.
Hawaii. Yeah.
So I don't do the V Hawaii. Hawaii.
Yeah, it sounds like you do.
Hawaii.
He's got a native tongue.
I do. Just ask all my Hawaii friends. They're listening right now. Let's go to Amir in Chester, Pennsylvania. Amir, go ahead. What up?
Guys, what's up, y'all? What's up?
What's up, Amir?
Hey, listen, you said a couple callers ago exactly what I was thinking. Listen, Russ, come here and do exactly what you said, and then what? I'm definitely not giving up two or three, maybe one. But this is the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just think about it. He won with two of the most iconic names on offense and defense. Beast Mode and Legion of Boom.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Really, what happened after that? Then listen. And I definitely think he got great qualities and leadership, intangibles. He's super smart. And he don't have a hose for an arm. He throw a lollipop. He a little accurate. But he's Russell Wilson. But at the end of the day, I definitely wouldn't give up two, three draft picks for him. No way. No way. Second of all, I'm going to tell you what I find funny, y'all. I wonder if y'all catch this.
Mm-hmm.
When Dak lost and when the Bills struggling, why every time a quarterback starts struggling, they said he need to run the ball more? I don't understand this. I thought they'd have quarterback. Listen, the only joke I would trade for is Aaron Rodgers. It's clear, super arm talent, best I ever seen ever. Even when he won his Super Bowl, it wasn't about no defense and no running game. It was about him. Outside of that, you try to build and you build your team out, and then when the opportunity comes, you take a pop. But
so you're
right
sticking with Hurts.
Yeah, until the next best thing happens. I don't think the next best thing is Russ giving up everything.
Okay.
No. And definitely, Minshew, come on, really? Like you said, what's dynamic about him? So it's like, you let him play. I would let him play just the rest of it. Yeah, outside, get ready for the big division games or whatever. But outside of that, he just mentioned, like, something got to be dynamic about your quarterback. Whatever it is, he's just a guy. Like, and you can win with just a guy because Nick Foles was just a guy. But you got to have a good team around you. But Russ, and I remember you saying last year, a couple years ago,
yeah,
you want hungry Bulls, man. get all these old boys. You got to stay hungry. He didn't come here if it didn't tank. It's like, okay, well, Sierra's wife got a great check. I got great check.
You don't think he'd come here hungry? Trying to
be hungry? Yeah.
Amir, appreciate it. Because here's one thing I know for sure. And you know what? Maybe Russell Wilson is more stats than winning, right? Like, you look at what he's done since the Legion of Boom when it became more about Russ and they moved on from the defense and it became about the offense. He's thrown for a lot of yards. He's thrown for a lot of touchdowns. He has a high completion percentage. They win a lot of regular season games. They've reached a certain spot in the playoffs. And Russ hasn't played great in the playoffs. Just look at the game logs. I mean, that's a fact. You can't get past that. He's still an excellent quarterback.
Yeah, he still hasn't had a team. But when I look at Seattle, they haven't been a true Super Bowl contender since that defense was dismantled. Everything else has been basically Russ. I mean, that's what it's been. Russ has carried them to the playoffs. He hasn't necessarily lost with a Super Bowl caliber team.
Right.
So they've overachieved because Russell Wilson was their quarterback.
Yeah, they haven't been in the NFC Championship game, and Russell Wilson stinks, and that's why they lost the game,
exactly.
And everybody else did what they were supposed to do.
No, they haven't had a running back since Beast Mode left.
Right. Yeah, it's true.
They don't have any tight ends. Offensive line has been an issue. The wide receivers, they just got DK Metcalf. Tyler Lockett was his best wide receiver for a long time. Tyler Lockett is 5'8", 5'9". Right? So they just got DK Metcalf 2 years ago.
Yeah.
So the team, in my opinion, has not been that good of a team. When people talk about Russell Wilson, they act like Russell Wilson has held the team back. That's why I always tell you, you know, quarterbacks get too much credit. They get too much blame. What, Russell Wilson's supposed to carry a bunch of nobodies to the Super Bowl and win?
Right.
No, that hasn't been the case. And I'm not saying he would do that with this team. All I'm saying is if they were interested in him, they will also put other parts around him. The problem is, unless you believe Jalen Hurts is the guy, what are we doing? Just sitting around waiting for what?
Right, for what? Next year he comes back and you have the three first
round
draft
games, like,
right. And you're running 60% of the time and
or whatever it is the team good enough to win and are you going to be happy? Like, we act like football is the sport where we're willing to sit around and watch the team grow and develop for 3 or 4 years and then say, okay, now they're ready to win.
Yeah, I mean,
we're ready to fire the head coach after 3 games.
If they lose to the Jets, we're back.
Yeah, and everybody want to act like they are good on, oh, we got patience. We'll sit around. We'll wait. We'll watch them develop.
And then they play a game, and we're done waiting.
We're having fits.
Yeah,
guess what? That's what the front office
same
is thinking.
Thing.
They are impatient. They don't want to sit around and wait.
Well, especially with how this team's built. I mean, like, they have a good roster. They have the most cap space second most cap space in football heading into next year. Mm-hmm. And they have 11 draft picks.
Yeah.
Like, they're closer to having to be competing.
Man, the
than...
whole reason why they moved back in the draft was to get the draft pick so they could make a move like this. Let's be honest. That's why they have 3 first-round draft picks. Not because Howie wants to draft a linebacker in a corner.
Right.
They wanted to have options.
Yep.
And they have options now. And now it's a matter of whether one of these guys want to come here or not.
And Howie went out there and saw two gloves pick it, and he was like, you know what? He looks good, but he don't look that damn good.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah.
No, one of the there hasn't been a quarterback to emerge, and there's not going to be a guy to emerge.
No.
So that takes that out of the equation. Jalen Hurts might be the quarterback, but next year. But here's the other thing, right? Like, so now he comes back out next year, and he shows marginal improvement, and you still like him, and the guys like him, and he makes plays. Now you got to decide on the future. Is he a guy that you're going to re-sign and extend? Do you want him to be your quarterback for the next 3 or 4 years after that,
because
right?
To your point, if Jalen Hurts is like in the middle.
And that's the worst place to
right,
be.
Well, here's the problem, right? If he's in the middle, he goes into his fourth year as a lame duck quarterback. And that's probably the number one question of the offseason.
Oh,
if you don't
absolutely.
Re-sign him. Going into the last year of your deal, franchise tags, all that other type of stuff, like that's what he's going to be playing under.
Well, I can already tell you what our shows are going to be like that training camp. What the questions
yes.
are going to be like, what it's going to be like in the offseason.
Yes.
Are they making a trade? Is he the guy?
Yep.
Right? Like we know how it works.
It would be
yes.
Baker Mayfield here.
Yep.
I mean, that's what it would be.
Yeah, here.
Yeah, it would be Baker Mayfield here.
Right. So, like, it is like it could end up happening. That could be the road that they travel down, but I believe that's the road they travel down if they don't really have any other options. Because if he plays to where you're like, no, he's our guy, then you're extending him and you don't worry about any of that.
Exactly.
But if it's going like this, then it's going like this. Jamie in Wilmington, Delaware. Jamie, how are you?
Hey, good. How are you today?
What's up, Jamie?
What's up, Jamie?
This is a great conversation. I have to say, really quick, I was driving home and Jack comes on and he goes, Jamie, you're up next.
Jack!
He learned at the school of Wechter.
Yes.
I know. And I was like, yeah, I'm here. All right. It was like I was like running late for school or something.
Good job, Jack.
Well, this is more important, frankly.
Yes.
It's definitely time for Minshew mania.
Oh, God.
And, you know, if Josh Harris was the owner of the Eagles, he would be all over this because then he'd be selling the mustaches, everything. He'd be all over it.
Yeah, I could see Joshua Harris like selling stuff outside the stadium, T-shirts that go right into his pocket. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the guys outside selling all the
working for Josh Harris, yep.
Yeah, everybody would be selling mustaches out there.
Yep.
But I think, like, I'd rather have you put on the neck roll and get out there. I'd drop Jalen right now, have you go out there.
Get my neck roll! Wow, so you're not in on Jalen Hurts, huh?
I'm not a Jalen hater, but I think I'm more of a I want to see if Sirianni is the real deal. So let's see, you know, let's get Minshew, let's let Jalen stay healthy, let's throw some Minshew mania in there and see if Sirianni is the real deal.
I got to be honest with you, I hear you, Jamie, and you're not alone. Obviously, John feels the same way, and there have been plenty of other people that have called up and said the same thing. I'm actually a little surprised at this.
That we want to peek at Minshew mania?
Yeah, that so many people do.
Yeah.
I'm telling you what it says to me is people are like, you know what, I've seen enough of Jalen Hurts.
Well, no, you're right, Ike.
I mean, that's really what it says. And it may not say I've seen enough of him that I don't want him here anymore, but it's more or less like, you know what, I want to see something different.
Yeah, what the hell?
That's what it feels like.
That's pretty much what it is. Is like, you know what? He's
that's what
hurt.
It feels like.
He's hurt. If he's 70%, like, yeah, what the hell? Let's see what Minshew does. Because, like, this team has its limitations this year. I feel like the quarterback has his limitations to what he can actually be. Mm-hmm. Right? Like, it'd be one thing if you had a quarterback that you knew was your guy. I would never do that. I would never knowingly then try to – I mean, because it does create a controversy, right? Like, you put Minshew in there where he can play – now that you are creating your own controversy, which they did when they drafted Jalen Hurts.
Mm-hmm.
They did.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Herb in Northeast Philly.
Oh boy!
Oh, we forgot to conference in Herb on the call, Ike.
Woo-hoo.
With Baldy yesterday, he had asked if we could bring him in on a four-way conversation. Herb, I'm sorry, I forgot.
Don't even worry about it, John. Don't even worry about it.
What's up, buddy?
Okay, the deal is, a few weeks ago, you guys saw Jalen Hurts throw that ball to my boy number 6, correct?
Yes, Delonte Smith.
Delonte West. Yep.
Caught that bomb. I want to see 3 or 4 or more of them, okay?
Okay.
That's a great idea.
You guys, what you're doing is you guys are trying to promote that the guy can't throw the deep ball.
Herb, where are you right now?
At the grocery store.
I'm in a Chinese restaurant on Buffalo. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because I hear a phone in the background and people talking and ordering and things like that. It's distracting.
On at the Chinese, you know what I mean.
So what do you order at the Chinese? Do you go combination platter, egg roll, fried rice,
chicken stick the night probably.
Chicken sticks.
So anyway,
chicken sticks
yeah.
at the Chinese restaurant, huh?
I mean.
And what else though? You can't just eat chicken sticks. You go egg roll or
chicken sticks or chicken strips.
Figure it out.
No.
Well, I think it goes on a shish kebab thing.
Something like that. You got it. You
all
got
right,
it.
Are you a General Tso's fan or?
They got the best ones here though. The chicken.
What about those Korean ribs, man?
Oh.
The ribs. They got ribs there.
I like them.
Okay, so, I mean, this talk about Wilson and you know. This guy is going to come here for his remainder of his two years or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and then he's going to demand $50 million a year. That's what the bottom line is.
Mm-hmm. You're probably gonna have to go. Dad, you like shrimp lo mein or chicken lo mein or vegetable lo mein, Herb?
I eat anything, John. I eat anything.
Pause.
All right, man. Listen, enjoy it. Sorry, I can't do an Eagles conversation with the phone ringing in the background. And...
Well, I think we were interrupting his order. He was he was trying to do a call in between his order. Wow,
it's a lot to handle.
He was on hold for a while, so I guess it.
He probably had gone somewhere else first, and then headed over to the.
He went to did a return at Kohl's.
Return at Kohl's. I gotta take these slippers back.
Yeah, I've never seen you order Chinese food, but of all the lunch orders that you've made over the years.
Yeah, I don't eat Chinese food.
Really?
I was just perping. Yeah, I was. Yeah, that was. I just know that they have the
ribs are delicious.
Right? Yeah,
oh,
like, yeah, I've never had it. Yeah,
man, they're good. It. Jack, Chinese food? I've never seen you eat it.
I love Chinese food. It's a little filling for middle of the day.
You never seen him eat Chinese food? What is that you're eating out there? What's the sushi? What's the sushi? Roll?
Sushi.
That's sushi.
That's sushi.
That's like not Chinese food.
No.
What's the difference?
The food. One is raw fish and rolls and rice, and the other is cooked. And the country where it's also traditionally eaten is different
as
well.
I thought it was all from the same place.
I like sushi, but the problem is with Chinese food. It's up where I am. I don't know why it's tough to find a good Chinese restaurant. There used to be a place in Willow Grove called Mandarin Garden. It's since out of business because they bulldozed the building it was in.
What about Panda Express?
In the mall, I would do Panda Express or a Master Wok.
Okay.
Yeah, I would do a.
No, I mean, what is that? Is that Chinese food?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd go. I've many times at the mall.
Where's sushi from?
Japan.
Okay.
Combination platter, garlic chicken with vegetable fried rice and an egg roll.
China and Japan. Man, look at the globe.
Yeah, go take a look. Just Google it. 215-592-9494.
China and Tokyo. Tokyo's the city.
Tokyo's is in Japan. Yeah, Taiwan is the island that's fighting with China because they want their independence.
I don't want to know all that.
Right. Well, that was the whole fight with Daryl Morey and whatever because Taiwan wanted the independence and mainland China said no, and Daryl Morey put out a tweet and all hell broke loose and LeBron 215-592-9494. Coming up, top five at five. What does Jack Fritz have in store for us today? Find out and get to your calls. Who's interested in a little Minshew mania? Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. Hey, listen, if you're an experienced window or door installer in search of being an important part of a reputable company, then I have a great opportunity for you. Due to high demand for the quality products and services, my good friends at Guided Door and Window are looking to add professional installers to their esteemed insulation team. Guide is the trusted family-owned window and door replacement expert servicing the tri-state area for over 70 years. Their reputation for quality is second to none, and they're looking for installers with several years of experience and a track record that shows superior workmanship. And with Guide's focus on providing customers with the high level of service that they've come to expect, they're looking for installers that are courteous, respectful, and have good communication skills. Guide is consistently busy all year round, so you can expect to have a financially successful career that you can rely on. It's no wonder why most of Guida's installers have worked for them in excess of 10-plus years. Become a part of Guida's team of expert installers today by calling 877-GO-GUIDA. That's 877-GO-GUIDA. Or just visit their website at goguida.com/careers to submit your resume. That's go, G-U-I-D-A.com.